Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
No dominion over their soul. Job said in Job chapter 31, verse 1, I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a maid? It's not that temptation doesn't come. Temptation comes, but it's whether you succumb to the temptation. It's giving in to the temptation that makes it sin. You can go into a liquor store. Vodka's all on it, Wild Irish Rose, some of y'all's old favorite, Boone's Farm. Look at some of y'all. See, yeah. Y'all remember it, bring back memory, flashbacks, right? But going into the liquor store don't make that bottle on the shelf ain't sin till you crack it open and go to guzzling it and then start acting a fool. That's the sin. You could touch it. I don't recommend it, but it still ain't sin till you allow it. Anywhere you go, you look around, there's temptation. There's stuff all around you because we're in a wicked world, a dark world, where we are called to shine as lights. But God said, I give you power to tread on the serpents, on the scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. Why? Because I have to find my life in him. Stop allowing yourself to be conformed to this world. Intimidated. People tell you, you ain't going to advance unless you do this. No, you advance in God. You don't have to tell your boss this, but you think it anyway. When he tell you, you can't go no further unless you do this. My father owns this business. What you talking about? I know somebody that's over you. And you better come to me correct, because I might have him fire you. Tell me what I can't do. Are you hearing? It's the principle. Adam lost dominion of his soul the moment he began to yield to his own understanding. You see, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We have to find our way in the Word. The psalmist said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, I want to challenge some of you. You come, you're part of the house. You come and you hear this good preaching and this good teaching. Say amen, somebody. Amen. You don't say amen, I'm going to say amen myself. But then you never open the Bible for yourself. I said something Wednesday, and you that were here Wednesday, don't give it away. I said, who fed the 5,000 with the fishes and the loaves? Somebody tell me. Well, Wednesday night, let me go back to Wednesday night. Wednesday night I said, who fed the 5,000 with the loaves and the fishes? Everybody said, Jesus. I said, Jesus. Jesus. Then I said, wait a minute. Jesus didn't do that. He took the lunch, he blessed it, and then he gave it to the disciples. And they fed the 5,000 or the 20,000. But you see, that simple truth there. And everybody's thinking, Jesus. But you have to look closer. I said, you hear the word on the radio. You hear the word on TV, but how close do you look at it? People could be saying all kind of stuff. And you're saying, amen. Amen, because that's all you've heard all over. But go to the word yourself and find out, wait a minute. Jesus didn't feed them. The disciples fed them. But you see what I mean? It's things like that. We must become students of the word. And I'm not just saying, people trying to trick us and trick questions and that. And I ain't mad at you. Just see me after the service. You understand? But we must become students of the Word. Prayerful students of the Word. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him. He is the Word. I'm telling you, this is where your gold mine is. This is where your prosperity lies. This is where your health is. This is where your relationships are. Everything is in the Word. Doing it God's way and not the world's way. God's way may seem slow and methodical and even, you know, painstaking versus the world doing things hastily. But this is where the foundation is laid. This will stand the test of time. It will stand storms. It will endure. The Word of God is settled in heaven. When everything else is being shaken, the Word cannot be shaken. So Adam lost dominion of his soul. And because of that, we are recipients of the curse. Up until the resurrection of Christ, man only had a relationship with God that was what I call a maintenance, just getting by. And see, that type of attitude or mindset is many in the church, just want to get by. God didn't save you to check out on life. As a matter of fact, He came and gave us life more abundant. Not checking out on life and becoming a hermit and becoming, you know, don't want to get involved in anything, don't vote, you know, don't go out after dark, you know, don't do this, don't do that, don't. Just sit there. Matter of fact, you're boring if all you do is go to church. Child, that's all I do. Church and home. And how many people do you have for lunch? I don't mean have lunch with them, but how many do you have for lunch? See, it's people like that that need a life. Don't do anything, church. I don't know you. God didn't call you just to go to church. He called you to be the church. Now, let me bring some balance to that. Because I feel some of y'all right now. Oh. No. You're supposed to be in church. The Word says, forsake not the assembling of yourself. But we not in church Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We here Saturday morning. But I mean, all the rest of that time, tell somebody, get a life. You are anointed to live. As a matter of fact, I question, help me, Holy Ghost. I wasn't even going there, but I question somebody's salvation, somebody's walk with the Lord when your chin is always dragging on the ground. You understand what I mean? You always, something's wrong. Where is the joy of the Lord? Don't tell me you got joy. If you got, tell somebody right now, if you got joy, notify that face. Sometimes we get this thing twisted. Even in warfare, when you don't hear the music, so to speak, you're missing it. But see, when you live and move and have your being in Him, it's different. You have joy even when you're being persecuted. When things aren't well, you still have joy. You're not walking around despondent and defeated and distraught all the time. Something is wrong with that picture. You're drawing from the wrong places. Amen. Jesus, when He resurrected, the veil was rent and He broke that cycle of death. He tore the veil and gave us access once again to the Father, so that now we have the ability as man to go into the Holy of Holies and prosper after the counsel of God. See, before Jesus came, there was no real prosperity. You know, it was offering that bullock every year. It was the same thing. It was just maintaining atonement, relationship with God, just maintaining. But after Jesus came, he opened up the veil to get back to the blessed life. All right? Now, the blessed life is what we call the Zoe life. The Zoe life, Z-O-E, the Zoe life. It's an amazing, I'm going to give you a definition. I gave these two definitions early, and I'm going to go through them real quick, so you have to get the CD if you can't copy them real fast. The Zoe life is a life referring to the principle of life in the spirit and soul. It expresses all the highest. Remember the highest? The high life. It expresses the highest and best Christ is and which he gives unto the saints. The Zoe life is the highest blessedness of the creature. It just don't get any better than that. Remember the beer commercial? It don't get any better. They're lying. It don't get any better than the Zoe life. See, that's what Christ died and resurrected for, to redeem us, not just to hang in there till Jesus comes, you know, and just suffer on through. No, he redeemed us to the Zoe life. Now, he said in John, get that for me, John 10, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes not but for to steal. Anytime the devil comes, he's coming to steal something. And to kill, he's coming to kill something. He's a joy killer. And to destroy. Jesus says, I am come that they, that's you and me, might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Somebody say more life. Come on, say it, more abundantly. Now, here's an interesting word, the word abundant, or the phrase abundant life. Now, you got to catch this. It means better in quality and quantity, exceptional, being more than expected, superior, remarkable, more than is needed, extraordinary, unusual, uncommon, giving an advantage to. This is a promise from God, an abundant life. I'll say that one more time. Abundant life means better in quality. You want to live a higher life? Better in quality and quantity. Exceptional. Being more than expected. Superior. Remarkable. More than is needed. Extraordinary. Unusual. Uncommon. Giving an advantage to. How many of us want to be advantaged? I don't know. It's only some of y'all raise your hand, but everybody wants an edge.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.